This canyon was once a bustling place full of men looking to make big money in the gold mines. Mine is still here, and there are some miners around, if you count Shauna's family, that is. She shares an intriguing story of past and present on this edition of the American Countryside.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
In 1861, prospector John Moss came to El Dorado Canyon, about 30 miles southeast of present-day Las Vegas. 2 years later, he sold the mines on both sides of the mountain here.
The main mill was 5.5 miles down on the Colorado River, Lake Mojave, from here. So they were pulling all the ore out and taking it down to the river to process it. This mine will run from 1861 until 1942.
Today, Shauna Worley's family owns the mines. Although there may not appear to be too much happening here now, this was once a very busy place.
In the peak, like when Vegas wasn't even a town yet in 1900, they only had 30 people living in that valley in Vegas. And we had over 200 here in the canyon and 144 people on payroll. Now we're 7 strong.
And as the number of miners in this canyon grew, a town sprang up to support it.
There was no town. This was El Dorado Canyon, and still is El Dorado Canyon. The town of Nelson didn't come about until the turn of the century. When the miners would come out here, or into the 1900s, they started making little towns and homes, and there's a little schoolhouse up there.
Today, there's really nothing left of the town of Nelson, but a few folks are still around.
There's still a lady that lives up there, that she's 91, and this front original building over here, she was 2 and was raised in that house from the time she was 2 years old. And she's 91, still living in the town of Nelson.
Some of the old buildings in Nelson have been moved down to the Worley's property, and you can see their storefronts yet today. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Nelson, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.